Now, the SAC sets the curriculum and the standards for training, as it did in the past, but now it has to be approved, first of all, by the JCST, and then the JCST presents it to PMET-B, and PMET-B rubber stamp it. Similarly, if we want to change the curriculum, we have to go through the same process. There are things called minor changes to the curriculum and major changes. Minor changes, adding in index procedures to the curriculum, things like that, changing the curriculum in response to New Start. These are considered relatively minor. But as we'll come on to later, if we go down the subspecialty route, that will represent a major curriculum rewrite, and that's a lot of hard work for people to do that. Through liaison and other measures with the training committees around the country, we continue to provide some degree of quality assurance and recognition of training posts. The idea is that where there is a problem, it's targeted, and we can do targeted visits rather than routine regular visits. So there's a paper trail to try and identify problems. And, for instance, I will get notes and details of retail assessments and so on from the region that I'm responsible for. And then I can, if I see there's a persistent problem in one post, I can ask for further information on that and visit as necessary. Usually it would be with somebody from the deanery and from the training committee. We also recommend trainees and now non-standard training applicants for recognition. And we do the paperwork. We calculate the date of the CCT. We make amendments to that in view of the individual's training and reconfirm the date of the CCT, and we sign them off at the end when we hear that all the documentation is in place from the training program. So that remains one of the roles of the SAC. Now, how...